Hi, I'm Sharon Pearson with the 7 Jamaican and Caribbean news items you may have missed for the week ending October 16th, 2020. These news items are brought to you by Jamaicans.com. This week's news. UHWI and Novamed conducting research to increase Jamaica's COVID-19 testing capacity. The University Hospital of the West Indies, UHWI, and global healthcare company Novamed are collaborating on a new COVID-19 project to significantly increase Jamaica's testing capacity. Developed in Germany, the process is called pool testing, where samples from multiple people are collected and then tested as a group for the coronavirus. This approach reduces costs, increases the number of people tested, and has a faster turnaround time for results delivery. Jamaica's National Security Minister, Dr. Horace Chang, promises to tackle gun crimes with updated legislation. During a debate in the House of Representatives to extend four zones of special operation, or ZOZOs, Dr. Horace Chang, Jamaica's National Security Minister, stated that despite the fact that some 80% of the more than 1,000 murders in Jamaica each year are committed by the gun, the country is still without a modern firearms act. He stated that the Jamaican government intends to update legislation governing the circulation and use of firearms before the end of 2020. The Zones of Special Operations, ZOZOs, is aimed at curbing the nation's crime through security force occupation of vulnerable communities. It also aims to preserve human rights during the period of occupation. The House approved the extension of the ZOZOs in Mount Salem, St. James, Denham Town and Greenwich Town in Kingston, and August Town in St. Andrew. This week's Caribbean news. Inter-American Commission on Human Rights calling for nations of the Caribbean to abolish death penalty. The Inter-American Commission on Human Rights, IACHR, is calling for Caribbean nations to establish a moratorium on executions. The IACHR views this as the first step towards the gradual abolition of the death penalty. They argue that the death penalty is incompatible with the rights to life, humane treatment, and due process. The last execution in the Caribbean region was in 2008, carried out in St. Kitts. There is at least one prisoner on death row in Commonwealth Caribbean countries. Are you ready to reach the world with your event, business, or product? This weekly news summary is syndicated to over 60 radio stations worldwide. We invite you to become a sponsor today. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. This week's diaspora news. JN Bank becomes the first Caribbean-owned bank in the United Kingdom. On October 8, 2020 in London, JN Bank launched its digital banking arm services, making it the first Caribbean-owned commercial bank operating in the United Kingdom. The bank will target the Caribbean community in the UK. Banking experts believe other Caribbean banks may use the opportunity to tap into JN-related services to reach their communities. The bank was granted a full banking license by UK regulators in December of 2019. This week's business news. Digicel wins 2020 popular vote for excellent customer service. The votes are in, and Digicel was named the Jamaican company with the best customer service. They emerged winners following weeks of voting by members of the Jamaican public in the 2020 Jamaica Speaks popular vote by the Jamaica Customer Service Association Awards, or JACSA. Digicel was lauded for coming up with creative and new ways of serving its customers during the COVID-19 pandemic. This week's arts and entertainment news. New photo book with rare Bob Marley portraits released this week. A new photography book entitled Bob Marley Portrait of the Legend was released on October 13, 2020 in honor of the 75th anniversary of the legendary reggae artist's birth. Curated by son Ziggy Marley, the book features a collection of 150 photographs collected from the Bob Marley family archives. The photographs presented in the book provide a mix of iconic and intimate pictures that include images from Bob Marley's stage performances, scenes of him in the studio, and his family life in Jamaica. The book is the first of its kind to be approved for publication by the Bob Marley Foundation. This week's sports news. Olympian Sharon Simpson, patron for the Team Jamaica Bickle virtual 5K run walk. Jamaican Olympian Sharon Simpson, who has won 3 Olympic medals and was twice named World Athletic Champion, will be the patron for the inaugural Team Jamaica Bickle virtual run walk, which will take place from October 9, 2020 through October 24, 2020. The announcement was made at the online press conference hosted by Erwin Clare, the founder and CEO of Team Jamaica Bickle. Clare announced that the organization wants to raise $25,000 from the event. The funds will go towards supporting athletes from the Caribbean who are participating in the annual Penn Relays Carnival at the University of Pennsylvania. Team Jamaica Bickle has been helping with the hosting, hospitality, transportation, and healthcare of Caribbean athletes at the event for the past 26 years. Thank you for listening to the Jamaica Weekly News Summary brought to you by Jamaicans.com. You can listen to this podcast again at Jamaicans.com. We invite you to become a Weekly News Summary sponsor. Contact us at news@Jamaicans.com. I'm Sharon Pearson, and you can listen to me on Fridays at midday at tannytopradio.com, on Saturdays from 11 a.m. to midday at theenglishconnectionmedia.com, and on Sundays between the hours of 6 and 9 p.m. at e2onair.com for The Conduit Show with Peter G. Remember, the word is power, and there is power in the word.